Well, now it's time to welcome my guest, Jill Tiny. Well, actually, it's welcome back to Jill. Since you were here about 5 or 6 years ago, if my memory serves me right.
Doesn't time fly?
Doesn't it fly?
So
yeah, it's unbelievable.
Back. Thank you very much for having me, Scott. It's a real pleasure to be back here.
Not at all. It's good to see you. And now, at that time, you just published a book directed towards the business community, and you've just completed a second book,
yes.
The Making of a Movement, which I've just got today, so I've had a chance to read it.
Shall I tell you? I'll give you a quick synopsis so that you don't have to plough through it, and then you can say, I've done that, been there.
Why not?
It's the second business. I mean, last time I was talking about step up from desperation to inspiration to help small business owners.
Uh-huh.
And this is kind of something that's evolved from starting a new business, which is B Collaboration.
Yeah.
And a friend of ours, one of our collaborators, turned around and said, you do realise you've started a movement. And we were like, oh yeah, it's true. It is now a movement. So it's something that's much bigger than me or my business partner Erkan could have imagined.
Yes.
But it's moved from a potential business and what a good idea into this something that well let's change the world basically. We're just
that's
kind
a
of
very big claim. A well, major claim that.
Indeed, you have to start small.
But you've changed the world.
Well, we're trying. We'll put it that
now
way.
Now you've changed it, you see. Just now you said, we've changed the world.
Changing the world,
now,
yes.
Now, all right, okay, I'll pick you up.
But in essence, the Making of a Movement book is very similar in style to when you very first start your business.
Uh-huh.
So you come in and you're full of excitement and you're kind of, whoa, this is really great, and you're full of energy and you're ready to go for it. And then the second year, it's a little bit harder and you keep going because that's really what you want to do. And then the third year, it's like, oh, flipping heck, is this all there is? And then the fourth year, you kind of get re-inspired. So it's the journey that we've been on, and our working title for this book was an homage to the likes of Disney and Apple. We called it 1 Foot Out of the Garage. So a lot of these other businesses start out in the garage, don't they? You know, or
yes.
Just like Amazon even started in someone's front room. And they start small, and this is where we've started small. And now we're actually at the next stage of we've got our set act together. We know where we're going. We know what we want to do with it. And we're not yet successful in this point of view of we haven't made millions. We're not going to sell this company. We're not global.
Mm.
Yet.
Yet. I can hear that coming.
Yeah. You can feel that in any small business, any person that's maybe come from the corporate world, they will be able to resonate with this book because they will see our struggle. They will see the enthusiasm and the passion that we started with. And the passion is still there. But it's how we're taking it from, you know, the trials and tribulations that everyone comes across.
Mm.
The people that go, that will never work. That's ridiculous. Why are you doing that? All the naysayers. There's a whole chapter in here that says, it will never fly.
Mm.
Because that's what people were telling us. But and we're going, but no, it's different and it will. And it is.
I think I told you that too.
Possibly.
Not quite in those words.
But yeah, more than likely.
Now, so in this book, are you principally aiming at individuals, small companies then? I mean, if you put this to some of the big companies, I mean, I can imagine somebody like Alan Sugar probably wouldn't be terribly excited by it.
Possibly not, but you know, we would be teaching him something if he did spend 5 minutes reading it. It's multi-leveled and multi-layered.
Yeah.
So if you're a one-man band business owner, you can identify with the journey that we're going through. There are some stories in there that can help you understand what you're doing in your business, help you distinguish the context of what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're in a corporate environment and you're employed, and you're ready to take that jump, but you don't really know how, or you don't know if you're brave enough, then take some bravery from the people that have done it and the stories that are in here of people that have done it. And what we're saying is, don't do stuff on your own. Be a part of a community. Collaborate with people. Because when you do things on your own, it's really quite difficult, and you get worn out. And you're not good at everything. In a business, you're a good technician, you're good at what you do. You might be making, you know, a cake maker, and you're the best cake maker in the world, but you might not be great at the technical, admin, social media, all the other things that go with making a business. So by collaborating with other people, you get the best of them doing what they love, you do the best of what you love. By collaborating, you've got something bigger than you were on your own.
You just mentioned people who are already employed within companies.
Yeah.
They probably can't actually get, or whatever you say, within that company, they may be unable to make a move because there are too many people in the way or whatever. or there may be other things politically that they are constrained from doing because of aspects outside of their control. So what are you saying to them? Get out of that company and do something yourself?
There's always ways to do things. One of the things at Be Collaboration, we have monthly meetings in around this area. So we've got Chelmsford, Hertfordshire, London, Surrey. And we create a space of possibility. So you think it's impossible, you think these blocks are in the way, you think people, you can't do it, but there'll be somebody else who goes, oh yeah, that happened to me and this is what I did. Oh yeah, it was difficult when I did that, but this is how I overcame it. And quite often the blocks that we have in life, in relationships, is all about mindset and all about our past history going, oh no, you can't do that, that's impossible. And there's always a way around it. There's always a way you can climb over that wall or get through that wall to find a way forward. And it might be you're in a job that you don't enjoy, but you might be able to build your new business or your new opportunity away from your job. And it might be hard. It might be means working till 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. But if it means you can give up that job that you actually is soul-destroying and is killing you to do something else, you don't mind the extra hours because you're being fueled by your passion. So reading the book is comforting way for people to go, oh, I can possibly, maybe, oh, what if I could do this? And that's why we invite people to come along as guests to Be Collaboration meetings, because they find out other people that have been in exactly that space who want to. And there's also people that have always been entrepreneurs and have always wanted to get out there and are doing it, so you get to learn from them as well. So we come into the Be Collaboration community in order to learn from each other, but also to share your best stuff and go, oh, I've done that, let me teach you how to do it. So we can find other ways of getting around the obstacles that we think are there, that we can actually move out of our way.
All right, now I've studied your mission, your vision, mission, and culture statement. It's all very uplifting. It's almost with a religious zeal.
Hallelujah.
Sounds like. Hallelujah. Now, I'd have to conclude that this is probably workable only in smaller organisations or one-man bands, because I can't see it being viable in the larger corporate organisations, which you just talked about, because policies may well be dictated from overseas or some faceless bean counters quietly hidden away in some cosy corner. So how are you able to get those benefits of what you claim to be offering over to people stuck in that sort of situation?
Well, you have to take them by the hand and move slowly and comfortingly. We have programs, so we have the Art and Practice of Collaboration, which is a sort of workshop program that we can offer to large organizations. And in essence, it's teaching them how to. And the how to is largely based around the culture. And so to come to a Be Collaboration meeting, you experience the culture. Now, we've got over 50 collaborators that come on a regular basis who are proving that the culture is about being a human being first.
Right.
And is about looking at the world in a collaborative way. It's about love. It's about connection. It's about abundance. So we're taking the current paradigm that we see, which is on the front of the book, fear, scarcity, competition, which we see is what most people are living in. There's not enough money to get, there's not enough money for the end of the month. There's not enough. Everyone's got to pay their mortgage. I can't talk to you over there because you do the same as me and you might steal my clients and you're my competition, so I've got to move away from you. I'm in fear constantly for what if, what if. Where if you actually come from a place of love and connection and abundance, where actually there is enough to go around. There's more than enough to go around. It's just some people have way too much and way too many people have not enough at all. So if you're living from a place of abundance and you connect with other people who also are coming from that space, and you identify that as part of the human race, we all share the commonality of love, actually you can move mountains and you can do an awful lot. And I get that in the corporate world, that's not normal.
It ain't normal,
it
that's
ain't
for
normal
sure.
At all. So that's why we're trying in small groups, first of all, to show that it's possible, and then we'll take it into larger organisations and then just prove that it can be done. And when you see it happening and you see it working, people come and they say, it's this feeling, I can't describe it, it's amazing, and there's like this magic that goes on, and the serendipity, the synchronicity, the way it all comes together, people call it coincidence. We don't believe it's coincidence, we believe it's everything working together in order to make a better whole. So one of our collaborators was asked quite aggressively by an investor at one of the meetings that we were at, because he was Mr. Cynical, and he was like, why are you? What's the point of you being in Be Collaboration? What's this all about then, this Be Collaboration thing? And I was like, oh, actually, this is going to be interesting, because she's a very gentle, outgoing lady. And she sort of thought for a moment. She went, do you know what? Part of being collaboration is so that I can be the best me that I can possibly be. And I was like, wow, you kind of nailed it. That's the bottom line. That's what we're about. Helping individuals to maximise their talent, maximise their genius within them, and then share that with other people, and then see what's possible, see what you can create.
See, it all sounds very impressive, but I know I've been in various different jobs in different companies, and I know only too well that there were particular situations where whatever you did, you could not actually control things.
Yeah.
Everything was happening outside of your physical control. You got the blame when anything went wrong, but in practice, you couldn't actually do anything to take control and sort it out and grip it and change it. So I just can't see how this all fits in there.
Well, case in point, look at the Sainsbury's and the Asda thing with Walmart. Those people that have just found out that there's this great big merger going on must be feeling pretty helpless right now, mustn't they?
I would think so.
And it's quite frightening. And again, you're coming from a place of fear. I don't know what's going to happen. Am I going to have my job? Is it right? But if you just take responsibility for yourself and you help the people around you in a small way, then that will extend and extend and extend. You're pushing, because at the moment, their instinct is to go, well, I've got to look out for number one. But actually, if they look out for the people in their team and they make their team stronger because they're working together for the benefit of that team, and then you spread that to the next team and the next team, there might be just one store in the country that is doing incredibly well because of how they work together. It's a bit like the John Lewis partnership. If you go back a few years, when Woolworths and John Lewis were at the beginning of the crisis back in 2008, Woolies had to pull their socks up and they went, oh no, we're not going to do this, we're not going to advertise, we're not going to... But John Lewis went, hang on, come on, partnership, we're all in this together. And they upped their marketing and they did more to share about what they were good at. And I think because there's this feeling of we're all in this together, together we're stronger, we can achieve more, it's a mindset. And you can overcome literally anything, providing you are coming together in a way that you can show that you're strong. On your own, you can do nothing, but together you're stronger. I think it's Margaret Mead said that as well. No one can do anything on their own, or worse to that effect. But that's the only thing that's ever achieved anything is a group of people that work for the greater good.
But a lot of the people within these organisations that you just talked about, let's take Sainsbury's, Asda, Citroën, they are probably going to be just working on their own. There isn't a team thing that they can do.
Well, I think everyone's got someone in a team.
Have they?
I think so. There's very few people that, even if it's the people under you, they're still your team. If you're a cashier, other cashiers are your team. If you're the person that goes and gets the trolleys, there's other people that do that, and they're in your team. So even if it's just store-wide, as opposed to management, there are people that are sharing your distress and sharing your concern and can make it
But
together.
How can a trolley pusher or a machinist actually make any difference to other trolley workers or whatever within an organisation like that?
It gives you an idea that if...
I can't see it.
If you were driving along the road and somebody cuts you up, and it's your instinct to relate back to them, and you're shaking your fist and you're yelling at them.
You've seen me drive.
Once or twice. So you know that kind of instant upset with like, how dare they? You know, and it's like this feeling of being a victim because somebody has done something to you that you don't want to have done to you. Whereas if you take that and you allow yourself to go, well, I personally do, it's like, well, they're in a rush, I'll let them go, that's fine. Maybe they're rushing to hospital. And I often say this as well, maybe they need the loo really quickly, I'll let them go, because you know what, I want them to go and I don't want to die, so I'm going to step back on off the gas and I'm going to let them go. So I don't get upset. I see the bigger picture rather than getting upset, because who gets upset? They're the ones that get hurt. So if together you see one of your colleagues is upset, then try and help them and support them and say, well, what could we do to make this good for our store? What could we do? And you'll be surprised when you, if you help each other mm-hmm. and put a smile on somebody else's face, you pay it forward, how that would then reflect onto customers who come into your store. They would go away feeling better. I don't know about you, Scott, but every time I go into a supermarket, I always chat to the cashier.
Yes,
to go, let's give them a better day. Sometimes it's a bit boring doing what they're doing, so I'll have a chat with them. But then quite often they will chat with me and they make my day better. So you've raised the consciousness of that person into a happy state by sharing something of yourself and sharing something of who you do. So as I was saying earlier, it's multi-leveled. It's not just about the doing, it's about who you're being as well. And that's the essence of Be Collaboration. Collaboration is what we do, but we work on who we're being. And when we're being someone of love for humanity, then you help each other. And if you can help each other and put a smile on someone's face, whether it's a customer in a supermarket, whether it's a cashier, and you support each other, then you can actually make huge inroads into what should we do? How are we going to do this? Let's have a team. And teamwork makes the dream work.
I mean, personally, when I go to a supermarket, I won't use those automatic checkouts.
I
want to deal with a person.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm still not entirely convinced. Let me give you a real-world scenario, if I may.
Please.
I once went to a sales course. It was a very unusual sales course. We had to juggle.
Oh, hello.
We had to smash pieces of wood with our hands.
Okay. All
this sort of thing.
Yes. Did you have to walk over coals as well?
No, I didn't have to do that.
Different course.
But I'm sure that if we'd gone on, they probably would have done that as well. But I took the guy on one side and I said, look, all this is very, very impressive. All good stuff.
But?
And it all sounds good to me. But can I give you a real world scenario? This is what actually I am facing out on the marketplace itself. And people are saying, well, we haven't got the money to do this. We haven't got the money to do that. We don't want to do it because it doesn't work or whatever. But the situation was, he actually came up and said, well, actually, no, I can't come up with a solution of any of those things, any of the stuff that we've shown you today. It doesn't actually solve it. I mean, all well and good saying, I suppose the idea of the block of wood was to say, well, that's the barrier. So if I smash that block of wood, I'm going through to the other side of the barrier.
I see the logic behind it.
I can see the logic of that, but it doesn't work.
But that's because you're on your own. That's empowering the individual, and then you're still on your own. And what we're acknowledging is that there's power in coming together and being a team and understanding collaboration. Our definition of collaboration is humanity at its best. So if everyone is working from that same premise of I'm going to be the best me that I can be, I'm not going to undermine you, I'm not going to undercut you, I'm not going to stab you in the back, I'm going to work for your benefit and then I will get benefit as well, rather than what's in it for me and then you get any leftovers. So it's a win-win. In fact, it's a win-win-win, because we want it to be a win for a client, a win for a collaborator, and a win over the whole situation. So a win potentially for the planet as well. So we believe that you have three people that can collaborate effectively. So two people just collaborating or having a team have their joint history behind them that will colour what they're thinking and what they're saying. But a third person comes in and it gives another dimension. So you end up having almost an outcome that was created by the three of them that on their own, individually, they couldn't have created. So it's understanding where that other person is coming from. So by having that team space and working to you to be the best person that you can be, creates something more dynamic and solves problems that you thought on your own. I can't smash through that wood, I can't climb over that wall, I can't get my business to be bigger. Well, hang on, let's be part of a team in a culture where we're looking out for each other to do the best that we can do. And it's really amazing.
Well, I can see that works if you are a one-man band or an individual company where you can collaborate on and listen to what other people do and maybe they come up with solutions.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was in one of those supermarkets right now, I think I'd probably be looking at Aldi or one of those and see if I could get a job there quickly.
Well, I suppose that's everyone for themselves. Yes, that's the one outlook to go for. But wouldn't it be lovely if a store were to get together and say the managers of that store went, hey guys, let's make this the best store in this town so that people aren't going to go anywhere else. So they wouldn't dream of shutting us down. So they wouldn't dream of cutting our jobs because we are so successful. And the only way you can be an amazing, successful business is for people to come together. So for example, if it's a corporate organisation, irrespective of the supermarkets, but any corporate, and they might be having an issue with the sales team not talking to the marketing team. Mm. Well, if you teach them how to collaborate and they understand the benefits in a fundamental level for the individual as well as the group, mm-hmm. they are more likely to want to work together than if they're in the current paradigm of fear. Well, if I work with him and show that I like his idea, mm-hmm. but that's going to give me, it's not going to give me a promotion, or I might not get the credit for it. If you're living in a space of fear of I need to show off and I need to be the best me for survival, mm-hmm. as opposed to coming from a place of abundance, like, yeah, you have that idea. I know I gave it to you, but actually you can run with that because I think you can do a better job of it. It's a different space that we're living in.
All right, now we've tried to look at some of the specific problems, and you believe that you might be able to help people to turn things around. Mm. What sort of guarantee of success can you provide?
Oh, that's a good question. Depends what your definition of success is.
Solving the problem, keeping going.
Exactly. Well, then I would like to say 100%, because if you embrace this whole culture, then success comes in spadefuls in directions you never anticipated. Mm-hmm. So you might come to be collaboration with, this is my problem, but we will identify with the talent and the specialists that we have in the community with actually, well, this might be your problem here, but actually we can see this and this and this might be causing that problem, mm-hmm. and let's see where we can go. But when you're just looking at it from your own direction, with your own lens and your own way, mm-hmm. uh-huh. you can't see all the other things that are going on. You're only looking at it from one dimension.
So you offer these sessions, coaching sessions or whatever. Mm. Where can people find out about what you're...
I think go to, in the first instance, come along to a meeting, uh-huh. BeCollaboration.com, all the meetings are listed on there.
Right.
And come and meet some of the community. Have a lovely afternoon, it's 3 till 6, and just understand who we are and what we're about. If there's something in your business that you feel could be solved or could be worked on or could be collaborated with, mm-hmm. whatever is the issue in your business, come along to a meeting and see if it's the right fit, if it gels with you, and then we can take the conversation further.
All right, fair enough. Are there any particular sessions that you've got coming up in the immediate future?
We have. This Thursday, mm-hmm. we've got one in Essex, and that's going to be at the Millennium Centre in Great Baddow. Mm-hmm. 3 till 6, again, if you go on the website, you can log on and register so that we know you're coming, so mm-hmm. we make sure there's enough tea and biscuits. Then the following Friday, there's one in Hartford. Mm-hmm. The Thursday after that is down in Banstead in Surrey,
right.
Very, very pretty venue. And then the Tuesday after that is in London at Butler's Wharf. So we've got mm-hmm. 4 to choose from.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks very much indeed for this. The book, where can you get that?
That's on the website. Go onto the website. It will soon be as a Kindle on Amazon. We're just in the process of getting that done as well.
So the answer is just take a look at the Be Collaboration website.
Yeah, lots of videos for fun. Not too much reading in case you get bored.
All right. Thanks very much indeed, Jill.
Cheers, Scott. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.